阿弥陀。
There was a man who hated Christians. He wanted to throw Christians into prison. He wanted to force Christians to blaspheme God. He hated the name of Jesus. Until something powerful happened in his life, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. The very one he hated, Jesus came and saved him. And he became the man who wrote a lot of the Bible. He is known as the Apostle Paul. And he went from village to village, town to town, telling the people, repent of your sins. Do not worship false gods. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And because he was preaching the truth, there were some people who hated him. And then they threw him into prison. He was locked up with chains. But God had a purpose for this. He was to come before kings of this world and share the word of God with the king. And he shared his testimony with a king called King Agrippa. And I want to share his testimony with you and then speak about how Jesus' power can touch us today. I wanted to oppose the name of Jesus and throw the Christians into prison. I voted that they would be put to death. I had the Christians punished. I tried to force them to turn away from God. And I went to other cities to persecute them. And on one of my journeys, I was going on a journey to a town called Damascus. When I saw a bright light come from heaven, this light was brighter than the sun, and the lights blazed around me. Let's think of the light of God coming from heaven to this place. And if it happened today, the light of God blazing around us, and we all fell to the ground. So great is the power of God. But I heard a voice speaking to me. Why are you persecuting me? And I asked, who are you, Lord? And the voice said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. When we speak against Christians, when we fight against the preaching of God's word, we are persecuting God. But are we strong enough to fight against God? No, we are not. And that's why those who fight against God, in the end, they are destroyed. But Jesus doesn't want you to be destroyed. Jesus wants you to be saved. And then Jesus spoke to this man. Get up from the ground. Stand up on your feet. Because I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant. Jesus Christ wants to
to appoint you as his servant to be a witness of what you have seen and what I am going to show you. God can show you many things. Open your heart to God. Let God bring revelation to your life. And he said, I'm going to rescue you from the people who hate you. He was going to face troubles and persecution. But Jesus Christ can rescue us out of the devil's attacks. Jesus can rescue you out of every devil's attacks. And then Jesus said, I am sending you to the people to preach to the people, to open their spiritual eyes, to turn them away from darkness, to turn them to the light of God, to turn them away from the power of Satan, to turn them to the mighty power of Jesus Christ. Receive forgiveness of your sins, and you may receive a special place in heaven. So Paul said to King Agrippa,
Paulo nagamba Agrippa kabaka,
I was not disobedient to God, and I went to every place preaching that people should repent, turn to God, prove their repentance by their good deeds. And this is why those people tried to kill me. But I am speaking to you the truth that God spoke through Moses and the prophets, that Jesus Christ would suffer, that he would rise from the dead on the third day, and Jesus would proclaim the light of God to his own people and to the people of all nations, that Jesus would proclaim the light of God to
Uganda.
The governor interrupted Paul's testimony. He said, Paul, are you out of your mind? Why should I believe what you are saying? But Paul said, what I am saying is the truth, and the king, you should believe the prophets of God. The king said to Paul, do you think you can persuade me to become a Christian? In such a short time, can you persuade me to become a Christian? If you're not a Christian here today, if you've not truly given your heart to Jesus Christ, yes, I want to persuade you to become a Christian today. Join with the people who love Jesus Christ. Join with the people who are going to go to heaven. And that was the testimony of the Apostle
Paul.
I was blessed that God's power touched my own life. My father, he was a farmer, but when I was 16 years old, he sold his farm and he shifted into the city, and my parents looked for a church to join, and they wanted to join a church where God was moving powerfully, where God was changing people's lives, and where God was saving people. And in this church they had a group for the youth. There was only about 30 youth, but God's power came. Demons
demons were driven out of people. The sick were healed. Suddenly there was more than 100 youth in the youth group. It went from 30 youth to 100 youth. In a few weeks, because of the power of God, God was saving the youth. Many of them were from unbelieving families, but God touched them and saved them. And my parents said that I should go to this youth group because they were having a youth group camp. But I said, no, I don't want to go to that camp because I don't know those people. But my parents said, no, you go because God will touch you. And the reason you've come here today is because God can touch you. And a man was sharing his testimony how Jesus saved him. He had lived a sinful life. He had been involved with drugs. But Jesus Christ saved him. And as he was sharing his testimony, it was like a strong pressure was touching my chest. I think, what is happening to me? Is an angel touching me? Or is God touching me today? And as he continued to preach, that pressure became stronger and stronger and stronger. And I knew that I needed prayer. So at the end of the message, I went forward for prayer. The man started praying for people. They started falling to the ground. When he came to pray for me, I did not feel fall to the ground. But something very interesting happened. I could see a bright shining light. And I know that that same light is what the Apostle Paul saw. A light came from heaven and shone around him. I began to see the light of Jesus Christ. And when the person prayed for me, it was like an electric shock and power and warmth that went right through my body. And that is why I knew that Jesus was calling me to preach the gospel. That is why I'm here in Uganda today. It's because the light of Jesus Christ shines from heaven to pull us out of the darkness, to pull us out of the sin, to pull us on to the right path with God. So I joined a team that was preaching the gospel. And we went to many schools. We went to many places to preach the gospel. And they asked one preacher to come and join with us, because he had also met Jesus Christ this way. He had been a leader of some gangs. That gang was called Black Power. It used to do crime. It used to sell drugs. And they made him the leader of this gang. They made him the leader because he was the biggest. He was a very big man. He was about this round. And they thought because he's so big, they will make him the leader of their gang. And those in this gang, they used to wear black jackets. And on the back was a picture of a fist. And the words were written there, black power. But I have to tell you, God's power is greater than the black power. Jesus Christ's light is greater than the black power.
Yeah.
And he was walking around filled with pride, thinking he was so strong. Thinking that he was so powerful. But one day a Christian boy came to him. And the Christian boy was just a small young boy. But he began to share the word of God with this gang leader. And some tears came to his eyes. Because God was touching his life. God was putting his hand on this man's life. But he decided, no, I'm not going to repent. I like the bad life that I am living. And he said, if any Christian ever comes to me again, I'm going to punch that Christian in the face. He was not willing to repent. But a second time a Christian came to him and said, turn away from your sins. And he started to cry again. But he still didn't want to repent. So he got on his motorbike. He began to drive away, thinking that he could run away from God. But you can never run away from God. Even if you're riding on your motorbike, you cannot escape from God. He decided to drink the alcohol. Drinking the alcohol was a sin. Break away the alcohol drinking for your life. But because he didn't want to listen to God, he was drinking the alcohol. But suddenly something happened. A man came up to him making him angry. And he was thinking to punch that man in the face. And if he was just about to punch that man, suddenly some words came out of his mouth. He said, I love you. I love Jesus Christ. Then he fell to the ground. And God spoke to him. God said, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you? The voice said, I am Jesus. Who you have been persecuting. And that is how this man got saved. Became a powerful preacher. Just like the Apostle Paul. But Jesus said, we have to turn from darkness to light. The power of Satan to the power of God. So that we can have forgiveness of sins. Very soon I want us to pray for Jesus' power to come. I want us to pray for the light of Jesus. But first of all, we have to have repentant hearts. Do not commit the sin of adultery. Do not commit the sin of prostitution. God created marriage. And he said that marriage is to be holy. Do not commit the sin of lying. Do not commit the sin of stealing. Do not speak evil words. Do not have an evil heart. Do not have a proud, rebellious heart. Humble yourself before the living God. Turn away from the sins of witchcraft. Break the devil's power by the power of Jesus' name. Because Jesus drives out the evil spirits. Jesus breaks curses. Jesus can save your soul. Only Jesus can give you the place in heaven. Many are called but few are chosen. Many people are still going to the hellfire. When God's power touched me, God gave me a burden to save people from going to hell. There is a lake of fire. The wicked people will be thrown into the lake of fire. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will be thrown into the lake of fire. Think of how bad burning is. It's such a terrible punishment. And that's why we have to break the devil's power off our lives. And we have to receive the light of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray that Jesus' power will come upon us. And Jesus' light will fill our hearts. That we will not be in darkness. In Jesus' name we rebuke the devil. Satan, fall down. Satan,
go and
see. Devil, go from this place. Curses be broken. Witchcraft be broken. Drunkenness spirit be broken. Lying spirit be broken. Stealing spirit be broken. Power of Jesus come.
Village.